today is Judge Choya needed a crew. And he nastily said to him, you don't get a crew for this.
Yes,
so Choya called up Steve. No, called up Pete. He told the IRS people to give you a crew.
Okay.
What business is it of his whether there's a crew there or not?
It's not.
It's none of his business. Okay? And I will not capitulate to that. And you can tell Judge Rooney, it's not happening.
You want me to tell him?
Yeah,
I'm only going to tell whatever you want me to do.
You can tell him that Judge McMahon says no, no, no. It doesn't go through the criminal term office. Okay? It does not. And it doesn't go through him either. Okay?
No, I don't know why.
It's ridiculous. Everybody has enough on their plate.
Yeah, Steve's department.
It's Steve's department. It's not Judge Rooney, and it's not Anthony DeStefano. Okay? And that's how it goes. Okay? And I'm sick of him butting in, and he should never have sent that out. He knows, and now Judge Rooney's choice is going to take a fit. Okay? Okay. So, you can say, we dealt with this with Judge McMahon, and everything goes through the major. It does not go through you, and it does not go through him. Okay? It goes through the major who can get the... If other people are down, and you can have all these parts up, why the hell couldn't you? Okay? That is outrageous. And that's what it's all about. Because he got pissed, because he told Judge Choya, you can't have something until this afternoon, and Judge Choya called up because he had an emergency hearing, and said, is it possible I can get it? And Keith gave him the personnel. Okay? What is wrong with that? Okay? The answer is he's not going to do this.
No, it's up to Steve to supply the personnel, and that's it. I don't know why we have a middleman.
You have to tell him that's the way it goes.
Do you still want me to talk to Judge Rooney about this or not?
I was going to read that. I'm going to say yes to Anthony DeStefano.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll tell him that's what you are. Mm-hmm.
The only way it works. Okay? That's the only way it works. It doesn't go through Anthony DeStefano.
Yeah, I mean, he doesn't arrange security, so
right.
I don't know.
Remember, this is the guy who was funneling information to the audience. He had to shut him up at 18 Richmond Terrace.
That was Chief Clerk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was enough. And he has attitude.
No, he can.
And I like him, and he's good, but...
For some time.
I think that you should just write that, and just, why don't you just write that, and just everything really should go through to Major Pinella. Okay?
And like that. And I'll talk to Judge Rooney now.
Yeah. Just say everything should go through Major Pinella. Okay, and just end it like that. You don't even have to answer it.
Okay.
Point per point.
No, I wouldn't want to. Unless...
But it's ridiculous. Okay. Yeah, it's ridiculous.
People want to work. They shouldn't be inhibited.
Right.
In doing so.
Well, but that's what I called you.
Yeah, of course. No, I appreciate it.
I called you in to tell you that Judge Troy came to me and complained. And he knew that he got this because... He called up because Judge Troy called up Keith himself. And he felt that Anthony was slighted because he didn't go through the criminal term office. All the players have to be informed, but if you can get a crew, get the crew.
Of course. Of course.
Okay.
All of Christine's memo came for a three-point memo.
Okay.
So that's all official.
What else?
And that's the only other update that. Anthony printed the car's report, so I have to look just a little while ago.
It should be good.
Yeah, I'm sure. I mean, I was going to look at them over lunch.
Yeah, okay.
And,
That would be cool.
Okay.
And then just
what does he need now?
I can't even imagine.
A butler pantry? I mean, come on.
I really can't even imagine.
Unless, the only thing I could think of is he calling Your Honor.